past seven.
A chartered plane left Dublin Airport for Nigeria overnight, filled with men, women and children who'd been rounded up by the Gardaí for deportation. A terrified young woman called Portia spoke to Vincent Brown last night before she left. She had no family left in Nigeria to return to. But one young man, a dancer called Ezekiel, got a last-minute reprieve. He's lived in Ireland for a few years but hasn't been given Irish residence. You might have seen him on the Late Late Show a couple of weeks ago with a group of refugees who are learning Irish. Well, at 2 o'clock yesterday, Ezekiel went to the Garda National Immigration Bureau as directed in his deportation order. He was taken from there to Dublin Airport. But fortunately for him anyway, at the last minute, his lawyer got him a reprieve and he now has a new date for going to the Immigration Bureau in April. Ezekiel couldn't speak to us because of fear of jeopardising his case, but his friend and dance theatre director John Scott gave our reporter Emma McNamara the details.
Ezekiel's solicitor has sought the protection of the court. He is trying to get a judicial review and he's not able to speak at the moment. I mean, I spoke to him a couple of hours ago and he was sitting in the airport waiting to be taken away. He went to sign on to the Garda National Immigration Bureau at Birkie in the old Irish Press office today, where people go when they have deportation orders or visa questions, and he was taken from there to the airport to be deported tonight in a plane. Nigerians from all over the country have been taken today to Dublin Airport. He received a deportation order. He had been awaiting humanitarian leave to remain. He had applied for that. He's been in Ireland for a few years now. He's a really excellent person, extremely religious. He belongs to a church here and he's prays, he does voluntary work, he helps other people. He's really someone who's tried so hard to integrate into the Irish society and is a very intelligent and very, very good person.
And what kind of processes has he gone through to date, John, with the Irish government to get to try and stay here?
He would have, I think, done two interviews. I think what happens, you do an interview, and if that doesn't get through, then you do a second interview. After that, the next recourse is humanitarian leave to remain, which is known as HLR. And he was applying for that, and he, the way you find out you don't get it is you receive a deportation order. A deportation order is not issued to someone if they are committing a crime or drug offenses. It's nothing to do with that. It's simply a non-successful application for humanitarian leave to remain. They receive a deportation order, and if that is executed, then they're gone. So fortunately, the state tonight saw that there was some merit in his appeal, and through his solicitor, they have granted that he would not be put on the plane tonight. So he's been saved, thank God, because of the mechanisms of the state. That he is some protection for a certain amount of time. He will have to go and sign on at the Garda National Immigration Bureau again, and the possibility is that he could possibly be detained at that point again and go on another plane. And you think that now that they're in Ireland, that their torture is finished, that the trauma is over. But in fact, they go through another form of torture waiting for their case to be approved. I just think that St. Patrick is very lucky he's not living in this day and age. If he was to arrive in Ireland this week, he would probably be put back on that plane tonight that's going out with the Nigerians on it.
John, Ezekiel now has a new court date set for April. What does he think will happen then?
I think he's so numb, I don't think he knows. I spoke to him, he is relieved, he is elated, and he's terrified.
Terrified. That's John Scott talking about his friend Ezekiel to our reporter Emma McNamara. The time now, 27 minutes past seven. It's not often a judge talks in open court about being haunted, but just